Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's a multi-time best-selling author. Amongst the titles, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, a multi-time New York Times number one bestseller. He's got the new book out, doing quite well. Packed crowds on his road trip across the United States. Hoodwinked is the new book. He's in San Francisco today. John Perkins was recruited by the National Security Agency during his last year at Boston University School of Business Administration. In 68, he spent the next 3 years in the Peace Corps in South America. And then in 71, joined the international consulting firm. And it goes on from there, and he became a top economic hitman, helping bring down third world countries under the global banking cartel and corporate cartel's control. And we have him joining us today for the next 30 minutes. John, it's great to have you here with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's wonderful to be with you, as always.
We see the economic meltdown intensifying. You've likened this in your books and on previous interviews to the same strategy the financial powers have used in third world nations. Can you break down your job as an economic hitman and put it in context to the larger picture we witnessed today?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. We did a lot of different things, but the most common was to identify countries with resources that corporations covet, usually third world countries with something like oil, range a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or its affiliates. However, that money never went to the country. Instead, it went to our own corporations to build infrastructure projects in the country, like power plants and industrial parks, things that would benefit a few wealthy families as well as our companies, but would leave the rest of the country just holding a big debt. People couldn't afford electricity, couldn't get jobs, industrial parks were still holding a huge debt. And so we'd go back and say, listen, you can't pay your debt, so sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies without any environmental restrictions. Vote with us on a UN vote, or let us build a military plant on your soil. And when we failed, which wasn't too often, Alex, but I talk in my books about how I failed with Jaime Roldós, democratically elected president of Ecuador, and with Omar Torrijos of Panama, the jackals go in and either overthrow governments or assassinate the leaders. And in the case of both Roldós and Torrijos, because I wasn't able to bring them around to corrupt them, they were both assassinated. When all else fails, then and only then, like in Iraq, the military goes in. And I think we can see an analogy here with in this country. We've gotten people to take on huge debts that they couldn't pay, take mortgages out on houses that they couldn't repay with the promise that, you know, that house is going to double in value in the next 5 years. So if you can just pay a little bit more than you'd want to, but very soon you'll have a piece of property that's worth a lot more than you invested. And then the bubble burst. And people got taken. I'm watching people right here in San Francisco right now, out on the street, demonstrating, picketing a big hotel here. And it reminds me, I talk in Hoodwinked about a guy like that I talked with, and he told me that he just was headed off of the picket line when some man appeared and reminded him that he had a big mortgage on his home, and he didn't go on the picket line. That makes us afraid to picket. It makes us afraid to do anything. He was afraid if he did that, he would lose his job, not be able to pay for his home, not be able to pay the mortgage, lose his wife, lose everything. And debt is something that really inflates us. And we use that extensively in the third world, and now it's being used tremendously in this country, as well as many other techniques.
I want to get your perspective before you leave us, because I'm trying to get different views on this, on solutions to this. You know, we hear about the death of the dollar being imminent, gold above $1,150 an ounce. But then separately, we also see the jackals, the paramilitary forces now being deployed as they announce the end of Posse Comitatus here in the United States. It's becoming increasingly clear George Bush, Barack Obama are just front men, even if they were good guys. And it's the National Security Council, the NSA, the Pentagon, that are really in control, and how do we even have a debate with these people? Because we can, or a dialogue, we can all have our own solutions, our own ideas. The problem is they've got their own idea, and they're in the driver's seat. John Perkins, author of Hoodwinked, a bestseller in stores now, is our guest.
This
is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a power-packed broadcast today. We have Reverend Manning on last hour, John Perkins for the next 30 minutes, and Webster Tarpley on the economy. Alan Combs, the syndicated radio broadcaster and author. We're going to have a debate with him, find out what we agree on, what we disagree on, coming up in the last hour today. There have been some other huge breaking news stories, so at the bottom of the hour, you'll want to stay with us. Some huge breaking news stories concerning this radio show, Al Gore, everything that's going on. This radio show, I'm not bragging, it's actually freaking me out, is being propelled into the mainstream everywhere, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what is going on. Let me ask John Perkins this. John, I suddenly have the right wing, the left wing, the CBS News, the ADL, I don't even really talk about Israel, Salon, the New Republic, all talking about me, and a lot of it's negative, but then some of it is positive, and then a lot of it's saying I'm dangerous and that we're spreading like wildfire and we're incredibly powerful. I don't think of myself as incredibly powerful. Maybe they're just building me up for public consumption and building my name up before they destroy me. That's kind of what my instincts are telling me. I didn't mean to get you on and then ask you about myself, but you're a pretty savvy guy that's worked at all these different international levels of corporations. What does this sound like to you?
Well, it's hard to say, Alex. I mean, usually they if they're going to do something to you, they don't talk too much about you ahead of time unless they're really painting a bad picture so that you become a bad guy that the Patriot Act can go after. They can put you away someplace in some little room closet in some penitentiary where nobody will ever see you again for the rest of your life. I doubt if they're going to do that to you. You're a little too public for that, I think. But I will say this. I spoke at the United Nations last week. I also last week spoke to 2,400 at a conference of 2,400 MBA students up at Cornell. Last night here in San Francisco and Portland the other day. I'm speaking all over the country. People keep coming up to me and telling me that they've seen me in your film and that your film's great and your film's getting out there. And that's probably what's going on here. So I would take it as a compliment if I were you and good publicity. But I'd also keep looking over my shoulder. Just be careful. I think the best defense is to keep getting the word out and get the word out that you're a little scared. Because
exactly.
And get the word out that if something strange happens to you in the next few months, nobody should accept the fact that you're suicidal or whatever. You know, that you're not any of those.
Well, let me just say this. I told my guys 2 weeks ago when it came out to mail you a copy. If you haven't been home yet or haven't seen it yet, I'll mail several more. But you are in Fall of the Republic, Breaking Down the Economy, and we really appreciate you, John Perkins. But I know you went through a lot when you went public against these people, and I know it had some dirty tricks, but you came through that. And I think something else is happening. I think a lot of people in the establishment itself, like you, but this happened to you years ago, it's happening to them now, are really realizing that the system we've created, even if you're a member of the elite or a high-level operative for them, like in your case, is bad for your children and grandchildren. And I think a lot of people in the power structure are really starting to have second thoughts about all of this.
I agree with you. You know, in the last 30, 40 years, we've created what I call a mutant viral form of capitalism, predatory capitalism. And the sole goal, you know, was expressed by the economist Milton Friedman and really embraced by Ronald Reagan and every U.S. president since, Democrat and Republican alike, the goal that the only responsibility of business is to create profits, regardless of social and environmental costs. That's a new concept. Keynes, the guy I learned under when in his theories when I was a business student, he was much more compassionate. The other side of that is there should be no regulations on business because it just gets in the way of profits. And business should own everything. Everything should be privatized, including the military and the police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's taken us to an extremely dangerous world. It's brought us to a system that's just unviable, that's not working. And I think everybody recognizes that except the few very powerful and rich people at the top have gotten a lot more rich and powerful. For them, the system is working, at least in the short run. But the rest of us are getting it. And I think you're finding a tremendous rebellion in the system. When that starts to happen, the corporatocracy, the people in control, dig in. You know, for every action, there's a reaction. And, you know, as I travel around talking to MBA students and college students who are going to go into business, I've seen, Alex, in the last 5 years, a tremendous change in attitude amongst them. They're really talking a lot more about social responsibility, the triple bottom line, environmental responsibility. And this is very positive, and yet it's also going to elicit a reaction from the corporatocracy, those in control.
Trying to navigate this minefield with your unique experience and perspective, certainly there is an overall agenda of a world elite. They tend to think the same. They have conferences and meetings, but there are power structure fissures and divisions and different camps from my study. A, do you agree with that? And B, how would you break down these different corporate structures that you describe as like clouds over the surface of the globe? They're above all the nations. They're exempt from the laws that they put on the rest of us.
Yeah, we're at a time in history, Alex. It's like when city-states became nations, except today the nations are losing their relevance and their power, and so are the presidents. It's the big corporations, as you pointed out, these big clouds sweeping around the planet that know no national borders or don't listen to any specific sets of laws. And they're not a coherent group. I don't really subscribe to a conspiracy theory because these people don't have to get together. A lot of them don't even know each other. There's not a lot in common between Exxon, for example, and Nike or Walmart. or Monsanto, but they all are driven by this one single goal of maximizing profits, regardless of the social environment.
So it's like locusts. I mean, they don't have to communicate with each other to descend on a field and eat the grain down to the bone. That's just what they do.
That's a great analogy. Yes, you're right. It is like that. And they're doing it. And they've created an unviable world. We've created an economic system that's a total failure. Less than 5% of the world's population lives in the United States, consumes more than 25% of our resources. 10% of those people own almost all the assets in the United States and a great deal of the world. Nearly half the world in the meantime is starving or on the verge of starvation. That's not a model you can sell to China or India or Latin America or Africa. That's a failure. It's a failed system. And so there's only one conclusion. We have to change it. And the people who are benefiting from that system are not going to want to see it change. So they're going to resist very strongly. But we, the people, must get out there and force the system to change.
But how do we do that without these different corporate interests misdirecting our energies? Because they're so good at coming in with a phony template and co-opting activist groups or creating their own activist groups for their own kind of reformoid counterfeits of real reform.
Well, the how-to is a large part of Hoodwinked. It's why I wrote the book Hoodwinked. My passion just rose to the surface as my daughter gave me a grandson who's 2 years ago. He's now 2 years old. And this baby's really driving my passion because I realized that if we stay the course, his world when he's my age 6 decades from now is going to be ugly. But we have the opportunity to change it, and we must recognize that the only way my grandson's going to inherit a sustainable, just, and peaceful world is if every child on the planet has that same expectation and it's realized. This is the first time in history this has been the case, where our own self-interest here in the United States is driven by a world self-interest. We can't have homeland security till we recognize the whole planet as our homeland. And this is very new, where we've become such a small, integrated planet. And so the book Hoodwinked is all about that. But very, very briefly, I think a couple of things. These big corporations are dependent on us to buy their goods and services, or on our tax dollars to buy their goods and services. As consumers, we have a lot of power. As taxpayers, we have a lot of power. I often think, what if we really demanded of our government that to take even a small share to start with of the military budget, pay the same companies, General Dynamics, Raytheon, whoever, but instead of building missiles, have them build and invent and build equipment that can clean up the terribly polluted lands and rivers.
But see, they don't want to do that, even though they would still make just as much money, because it would make those third world and developing world people educated and strong and self-sufficient, which in the long run the elite believes could displace them, and that's stated in a lot of top corporate documents that we've covered here on air. There is a method to this madness, this instinct by elites to not build up populations, because if you keep them poor and dumbed down, they're much too worried about trying to get enough food to eat to ever take over their government and bring true freedom.
Absolutely correct in terms of the people who are currently running the corporatocracy, but they're getting old. And there's a new brand coming along. I'm really running into in business schools that understand that something different happening. I was just lecturing two weeks ago at Howard University in Washington, D.C., their law school. Most of the students there are African Americans or from Africa directly. And we talked a lot about Africa, how Africa has more resources than any other continent on the planet, and yet the poorest people. And Latin America is second. And now we've seen a huge revolution in Latin America, where 10 countries have voted in democratically presidents who are saying no to this exploitation. And yet I was asked to speak at a conference of CEOs of many of the companies that are taking minerals out of Latin America, extractive companies. And I asked, why do you want an ex-economic hitman to speak to you? You know, someone wrote a book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And they said, because we realize that we can no longer get away with raping and plundering. They didn't use those words, but that's what they said. And yet we still want the minerals. So we want you to help us understand how we can work better with these people, how we can become better community members. And I think, Alex, we're seeing that in the new generation that's coming up.
Well, I agree that there's some awakening happening. but also you're hurting them, so they want to be able to analyze you. Stay there. John Perkins is our guest. We'll be right back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is an abbreviated interview with John Perkins. I look forward, sometime when he comes to Austin, getting him in studio with us. He is in my new film, Fall of the Republic. I'm glad to hear he's hearing a big buzz on the street about it. Get a copy at InfoWars.com or call toll free to get your copy of Fall of the Republic. You can get some of my other films free and part of the combo packs when you order it at InfoWars.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Hoodwinked. Confessions of an Economic Hitman and other books he's written are really having a big effect. And somebody that constantly gets brought up to me when I'm on other talk radio shows is John Perkins. And it's another testament to the idea of if we just take action, over time we can affect change in a positive way. But don't expect things in this instant gratification society to be overnight. I use the analogy or parallel of 10 years ago you couldn't find organic food in most grocery stores. Now it's displacing the GMO crap. So that's how we vote with our dollars, and that's what John Perkins really is an expert at, is showing people how to vote with their dollars. Do you still think that's one of the most powerful tools we have, John?
I absolutely do, Alex. You know, we've seen in the past, like we got rid of apartheid in South Africa because we didn't buy from companies that supported it. We got the big corporations to clean up terribly polluted rivers in this country, to bring in more women and minorities into their employment ranks, to get rid of hormones and trans fats and food and in animals. We've had a lot of success on specific issues. But now we need to ratchet that up a notch and say we're only going to buy from companies that are committed to creating a sustainable, peaceful, and socially just world. And, you know, for the first 100 years in this country, no corporation could get chartered unless it proved that it was serving a public interest. The charters lasted about 10 years on average, and they had to go back to get rechartered. That all changed in the late 1800s when the Supreme Court decided that the corporations have the same rights as individuals without the responsibilities. But I think we need to go back to some laws that force these companies to be good citizens, environmentally and socially. And to start with, to get those laws moving into place, you and I and all of your listeners need to send emails to every company out there. I'm not buying from you, Nike, because you still have sweatshops in Indonesia. And I am buying from you, X company, because you don't. There's a lot that don't, and you can find them on Google. There's many places where you can find them. So we need.
Well, that's like Walmart. I mean, we know Walmart is a predatory company that owns slave operations, slave wages around the world. We know they come in and sell under price, which isn't free market. It's predatory, destroy all their competition. I will not buy from Walmart because I know it's killing our country.
Likewise, I agree. And if we have a real consumer revolt, if we talk about it enough and get people out there, we can have an impact. In fact, we are having an impact on Walmart. I think that they're slacking off a little bit. They're getting better environmentally. That's a good thing, but it's not nearly good enough. But it shows you that we do have an impact. And we just need to have a much greater impact. And we need to convince these companies that they, to their advantage, to level the playing field, that none of them is going to survive in a world that we're headed toward now, that in the long run, we've all got to do a better job. I mean, it's self-evident. You have to be sustainable or you go out of existence. And that's the course that we're on right now, is one toward going out of existence. They've got to recognize this, too, and we need to force them. And I am encouraged by the students that I'm seeing in universities and business schools now that I think are getting it a lot more. They're being influenced by Al Gore's movie, by the Constant Gardener movies like Blood Diamond, so many books up there, films like yours, this show. There's so much that's going on that I think the new generation is coming up with a new sense of consciousness.
But see, that's the only place we differ. I think what Al Gore is doing about making it all about carbon dioxide, that becomes a distraction from all the other real environmental issues and the type of solutions that you come up with. I think that's where we differ. But overall, I know that you are just trying to get people involved, and simply getting the public involved is the start to them finding out what's really true and accurate. John Perkins' new book, of course, is already a bestseller out there, and it's titled Hoodwinked. His website is johnperkins.org. John, in closing, in the last minute we have left, tell us about your speaking tour and how folks can come out and see you.
Well, I'm traveling all over. Go to johnperkins.org, not .com. That's some crazy guy, but .org. And also, you can reach me through Twitter at economic_hitman. Find out where I am. I'd love to meet with your people and get out there. And incidentally, I agree with what you said about the Al Gore thing, but I do think that every bit of that sort of stuff is helping to wake people up, and we need to go much further.
Sure, it gets people thinking and creates a debate. I mean, getting people to not just watch football and start even thinking about political issues is the first step in the solution. John, thank you so much, and people can find out at johnperkins.org. Correct about the speaking tour?
Right. Put the good work, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Have a great week and take care. There goes John Perkins.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. Central to 3 p.m. Central, 4 hours of live radio. When I saw the headline at RushLimbaugh.com, the top of the website, I mean, the mega alert headline, I almost fell out of my chair. We started getting flooded with tickets and calls here to the office that Limbaugh went on and on and on about PrisonPlanet.com today and how great the reporting is on Al Gore and his fraud. I mean, I have been a big critic of Rush Limbaugh. What is going on here? I mean, Limbaugh's talked about me, I don't know, 10, 15 times over the years that I know of. He does have 20-something million listeners a day. He is the biggest media event out there. TV, cable, it's all fractured into thousands of channels. But Rush Limbaugh is the Mac Daddy of talk radio, period. And I check his site out maybe once a week, and he has a giant headline at the very top of the page. The entire top of the page says Prison Planet. With hurricanes at 30-year low, Gore turns to Photoshop. And Gore has specifically, Rush Limbaugh has specifically attacked Prison Planet two times I know of. We played the clips here. In fact, we could probably dig those up on YouTube. I think the title is Limbaugh Attacks Prison Planet. I mean, he just loves to talk about Prison Planet, usually in a bad light. And now here he is. Limbaugh, we know, is a daily reader of the site. We know Glenn Beck is. I mean, 2 days after we have a guest on there on Glenn Beck, I want to say hi to the Glenn Beck people. What's happened is they realize, because the corporations all track web numbers and statistics and radio affiliate numbers, and we're on a lot of small mom-and-pop stations, some big stations, but we're on in places like Chicago and stations that go into San Francisco and San Diego and Miami and Buffalo and Knoxville, Tennessee. The list goes on and on. Austin, Texas. And little bitty stations that we're on are now beating big talk stations. Now, sometimes it takes a year, but tiny stations have shown up big time. I mean, 500 waters in some cases have shown up with no ratings. Suddenly, boom, two books later, Arbitron, big ratings, and it gets bigger and bigger. And so they know that this show is hotter than a firecracker because we're just telling the truth and we're shattering the left-right paradigm. And I don't know what's going on with all the media coverage. CBS negative. I mean, I can list all the, I mean, it's every day 10, 15, 20 big newspapers talk about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and what we're doing. And they talk about us like we're some type of grizzly bear stalking the night that's going into people's homes and eating them. I mean, it's like I'm some giant fire-breathing black dragon stomping across the landscape, and we're not. Rush Limbaugh spent much of his first hour talking about the PrisonPlanet.com article and reading from it. That is just mega huge. That is mega, mega huge. And you heard John Perkins say that everywhere he goes, people are now talking about the films, the Obama deception, Fall of the Republic. You know who deserves all the credit for this? You, the listeners. We are really forcing the mainstream media to address the New World Order, the world government. For decades, they denied it, but they lost all credibility denying it. Now they admit it to try to put their spin on it. I'm going to talk more about this coming up. We do have Alan Combs, the radio broadcaster, TV host, joining us. That should be an interesting debate. We've got Webster Tarpley coming up for 30 minutes of the next hour. And I do have a bunch of audio clips. We have the listener comment line. I've got a bunch of those. In fact, where's my call sheet? My guys are so professional now, they printed me up out of the hundreds of calls. They printed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different calls they think we should play, and I agree with them. We're going to play those after Tarpley's on with us, and I'm going to answer these questions. Some days we won't take calls when we've got 4 or 5 guests, but we will always play your calls from the phone system. That way we also know they're informative or good questions. And a lot of days we'll just take phone calls. I'm going to really mix the show up as we've been doing lately because I got to go to the next level here. I've got so many listeners, so many viewers, sometimes I get a little bit lackadaisical that I'm on the radio reaching millions of people. I don't even get butterflies anymore when I go on national TV. That's not a good thing. I'm making myself get butterflies again so to make sure all my synapses are firing accordingly. I also want to thank all our sponsors that have made the radio show possible, and Ted Anderson, everyone. But that is coming up. I also want to play 20 minutes of an hour-long interview, exclusive interview with David Icke. I want to play some of that here on the radio for the first time here on this radio show coming up later as well. But we'll start doing that this hour. But right now, for the next 5 minutes, I wanted to bring Lisa Pelton on. She joins us once a month. Once a month, they have a special, and this is they've only done this special one other time. It comes out to 20% off on the special price on their best-selling unit, the Ecola Blue 28. It's $999. Other systems that aren't even as good are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. It's an atmospheric water generator. I researched these, chose this unit over a year ago, contacted them myself, and found out some of the owners were fans. And so they're a big sponsor. So I really believe in this unit. Have one in the office. Have one in my home. They've got even bigger units if you want them. But the specials on the Ecola Blue 28. Lisa Pelton, it's great to have you on with us, a regional director of sales for the East Coast for a Cola Blue. Good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. It's nice to talk to you again. I want to tell you that I've been listening all week long, and no good deed goes unpunished, sir.
That's a good African parable. That's a Zulu parable.
That's correct. The Cola Blue 28 is on special for your people, and it's $9.99 plus shipping and tax, and that's going to run through Monday of this week.
Tell people about the Cola Blue 28.
The Cola Blue 28 is an atmospheric water generator, and what it does is it pulls the humidity out of the air, runs it through a multi-stage filtration process, and produces up to 7 gallons of crystal pure water a day.
It certainly does, and again, this special is only running until Monday evening. Bottled water leaches toxic chemicals, estrogen-mimicking chemicals. It's expensive. It's killed people. Just Google bottled water kills when bacteria get in it. Water filtration systems a lot of times don't cut everything out, though there are some good systems. This is right out of the air, and then it runs through 7 filtration systems. When I say a Cola Blue water is unlike any water you've ever had, you've got to drink it to understand it.
That's right, Alex. And you know what we have to, really look at is the problem today is bottled water has become a food phenomenon. It's ridiculous. First, they're putting in bad tap water with pharmaceuticals and fluorides into plastic bottles that are leaching estrogen-like chemicals.
Yeah, all they do is put it through light filtering to take out the dead bacteria chemical taste, but it still has a lot of the bad stuff in it.
That's right. And so that's why we're trying to encourage everyone to get in a Cola Blue 28, get their family and themselves off the grid. Be smarter than the grid, because the grid is vulnerable.
Well, with the Cola Blue 28, there's no need to worry about water supply shortages or interruptions. No need to stockpile water, even in the face of water shortages or drought. No need to buy bottled water and drag it home, yet still not be sure of its purity and effects of the BPA plastic. No need to worry about fluorides, pharmaceuticals, and other contaminants like herbicides, pesticides, trihalomethanes. A Cola Blue provides you with a maximum water independence. Ladies and gentlemen, give them a call today. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to take advantage of that 20% off. It's acolablue.com, ecolablue.com, acolablue.com. Big banners up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Again, acolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. And again, this special, Lisa, runs through Monday evening?
Monday at midnight.
Okay, so Monday at midnight, and the folks will be there in a Cola Blue to answer your phones. Anything else that the listeners need to know about with the Cola Blue?
Well, just again, I can't stress it enough that it totally gets you off the grid. So it's one less thing that you have to worry about. Pure water, good for your health, good for your family.
Let me give people that number again, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or acolablue.com. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Alex. You keep up the good work.
There goes Lisa Pelton of acolablue.com, 800-691-6043. And you've got, 3-4 days? Let me see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You got about 4.5 days to take advantage of this for people listening to the rebroadcast. Okay, here is the deal. I'm going to go out to break with the first part of this David Icke interview, and then later at the end of the show, or at the beginning of the fourth hour, I'm going to play part two. Just in this 15 minutes or so, it's an hour-long interview, I'm here about 15 minutes, there is just so much David Icke talks about, and love him or hate him, this guy's been right about a lot of stuff in the past, and everything he's covering here I know is a fact. And we've got the entire interview up there at prisonplanet.tv for members. And don't forget, running through Christmas, 5 months free right now. We do this special every year, 5 months free at prisonplanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my films, so much more at prisonplanet.tv. And you can download my films, burn them to disc on DivX. That plays on most new DVD players. It's just an amazing arsenal in the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv. And from PrisonPlanet.tv, here is the audio of the video with David Icke.
I'm David Icke from England. I went through an extraordinary series of what you might call paranormal experiences, not that they were, 20 years ago in 1990 and 89, and basically the veil lifted and I saw the world in a completely different way. And I started on a journey of research which has led me over 20 years to a very obvious conclusion that this world is controlled by very, very few people behind the people we think are in power. And they have a very, very malevolent agenda for humanity as a whole, who to them are nothing more than cattle.
It doesn't take many brain cells on active duty to realize that we are at a fork in the road. We can no longer stand there staring at the map thinking, which way do I go? Because we're facing, in the next few years, enormous challenges, which we can cope with and will come through, and this control system's coming down, but ain't coming down tomorrow.
When I started talking about this information 20 years ago, you could hardly get anyone to look at it. And in terms of public events, I couldn't fill a phone booth. But over the last 20 years, there's been demonstrably, blatantly, obviously, a fantastic awakening. And it's getting faster and faster all the time. I first of all noticed a big change after 9/11. Although the vast majority of people bought the official line, there was something about it that started to get others to think and come off the fence. And when the weapons of mass destruction were not found in Iraq, it was almost like a confirmation. You know, people talk about, well, you must never believe what the government says, you must never believe what the media says, but so many people just go ahead and do that. And the lack of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq were like somebody reminding you, see, look, governments lie. And after 2003 and all that, this awakening, this questioning of the world, this questioning of authority got more and more blatant. And as the police state and the Orwellian state is breaking the surface ever more obviously, it's getting more and more people to see the world in a way that they wouldn't have done before. And it's getting faster and faster, and it's a great time to be doing what we're doing, putting this information out, and it's very, very encouraging. The whole conspiracy is founded on keeping humanity in a very, very low level of perception about self, perception about the world. This is why we have the dumbing down of education. This is why we have the controlled so-called information that comes through the media. The idea is to keep people in ignorance of anything that would be a problem to the control system. So we're kept in ignorance about the nature of reality itself, the nature of life itself, who we are, where we are, what we're doing here. We're kept in ignorance of the true forces that are manipulating behind the people we see in the public arena, like we had 8 years of Bush, who was blatantly just a figurehead signing his name on the legislation, and he's been replaced by Obama, who is another blatant figurehead doing the same, controlled by the same force, ultimately, that controlled Bush. Now, all these connections have to be kept from people so that we behave and perceive the world and everything in the way that suits the control system. So any awakening, any opening of the mind to see things that people didn't see before is a real big problem for the conspiracy, for the manipulators. And what we're seeing now, as more and more people are awakening, is almost a panic-stricken attempt to put the lid on this, to dumb people down. And this is one reason why we're seeing the ever greater drugging of American children, not just American children, but in the wider world too. While we're seeing more and more of these chemical cocktails in food that destabilize the body's chemical balance, and more electromagnetic pollution to destabilize the body's electromagnetic balance. All of these things fundamentally affect the way people see the world and their ability to think sharply, to think straight, and to see the peripheral vision which you need to see what's actually going on. They want us here. And what an awakening mind does is start to do this. And when you do that, you start to connect dots that you can't actually see here. What we're looking at now is an irresistible force, I would suggest, which is the gathering awakening of humanity coming face to face with what thinks it's the immovable object, the conspiracy, but isn't, as we'll see, although it's going to take some years before that becomes obvious. And so we're at this fork in the road where people
All right, stop right there at the fork in the road. I'm going to come back, play five more minutes of this. Then I'm going to break down the Rush Limbaugh situation when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're live on the radio, but this also becomes a television show, not just a webcam, but a fully produced television show for PrisonPlanet.tv members.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
From the company that brought you solar and preparedness quality you could bet your life on for over 15 years, now comes the best sale ever on Mountain House Foods. Right now, ReadyMadeResources.com has all Mountain House Foods on sale at 25% off. Go to ReadyMadeResources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House Foods in a wide selection for every taste, now at 25% off. And that includes free shipping on case lots. Mountain House Foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off sale only lasts through November 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends November 30th.
And so we're at this fork in the road where people have to choose. Are they going to go on being controlled sheep and robots of the control system, or are they going to wake up and take the road to freedom? That's the fork in the road, and that's the choice that people are facing now and will face ever more blatantly in the next few years. When you look at the bloodline families and the control system that they oversee, it seems that they are all-powerful. They control the media ownership level and at key positions within it. They control the corporations, the cartels of oil, of pharmaceuticals, etc. They control the forces of law enforcement and the military, ultimately. But one thing they don't control is the numbers. This is what humanity has. It has vast numbers of people, enormous numbers of people, compared with those at the core of the control system that actually know exactly what they're doing and what the agenda is. They are tiny in number compared with what is now supposed to be 7 billion people on the planet. So one of the agendas to bring this under greater control for them is to massively cull the population. They want to reduce the numbers. Now, if you want to remove lots of people, you can do it by injecting stuff into people's arms and they just keel over dead. But if you do that, and of course there is some of that that goes on, but if you do that, are the other people lined up are going to say, excuse me, I ain't having whatever they've had. So you do it in a more subtle way, and you target the defense mechanism that everyone has called the immune system. For instance, people don't die of AIDS. They die of AIDS-related disease, which are diseases that the immune system, before it becomes shot, would have defended the body from. So all the time now, we're having the immune system targeted, not least among children and young people, by vaccinations, by food additives and drink additives, etc. And if we just think about this, I mean, it's so blatant. If people just take a deep breath and take a step back and look at it with a bit of peripheral vision, we have a situation now, not just in America, but in Britain and the wider world, where between birth and about 2 years of age, we're having children be given 25 and rising different vaccinations and combinations of them, poured in all this these chemical cocktails that destabilize the body. But more important than that, they have to be dealt with by a still developing immune system. So the immune system's still developing, it's still coming up to optimum efficiency, and suddenly this tidal wave of chemical concoctions is thrown at it and has to deal with it. As it's dealing with one, suddenly another one comes. 25 vaccinations over the first 2 years of life. It is, by any level of common sense, it's ludicrous, and it's meant to be ludicrous because it's targeting the immune systems of young children, which, because it's done at a developing time of the immune system, rewires it, destabilizes it, imbalances it for the rest of their lives. Those kids' immune system will never be as efficient as it would have been otherwise. My son, he's now 16, he's never had a vaccination. He's 6'5", incredibly healthy, never had a childhood disease. And his mates at school had childhood diseases. They had the whole living lot.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We've reached the halfway point. Hour number 3 and 4 straight ahead. Simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.